The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
What do you see?
I'll fucking kill him.
Mark, you're...
Kill him.
Kill him.
Kill him. Okay.
Can I just... No. Just let it go.
Let it go.
Elsa?
Your niece?
My grandniece.
I am going to start climbing out then, I guess. Climbing down.
Okay. What are you two doing? I mean, I would try to be pulling her in.
Yeah, if she said something. Are you alive?
Regardless, I'm trying to pull her in.
Yes. Okay.
Well, yes, I'm pulling myself back up. You let go, pretty good chance I'm going to die.
Fair enough.
So.
That was nice. He had a volunteer tying the rope on.
Yes, that's what I wanted to do. Not serve as an anchor at all. Serve as a test dummy.
I mean,
swear
you're
to God,
I'm a little fear than you. I just, I thought that's what
dwarf
you wanted.
Slit his fucking throat in his sleep. These
okay.
Fucking like pushes me down a fucking shaft. She's
Lucas,
muttering
you doing
stuff
anything?
The whole way.
Laughing.
You're not gonna push him?
No. The shaft is
come
how far
on.
Across, how far across is the shaft?
10 feet.
We just put a plank across it and walk.
You watching her toss the hand axe? The momentum will carry you through it. You won't, if you're going fast enough, you won't actually fall up. Pardon me. Before you won't fall so far up before you cross it that you
actually
can't get through.
Once I get to the edge of the lip where I'm like looking down and seeing
yes
them, I want to pull myself up so that like my torso is, trying to think how to describe this. My torso is over the lip, so more into the hallway to have my feet braced against the shaft. And then I'm going to kick across to the other side. So I'm just going to push off with my feet to try and get myself over to where the door is.
Make me an athletics check.
12.
I'll let you have it. I just wanted to see if I was going to be able to pull you guys back in.
So now I'm standing on the other side.
Yeah, you will fall down.
Right next to the hand axe up against the door.
Yep.
Don't worry, dwarf. I got a hold of you.
I let go of the rope. I draw my grappling hook from my backpack. I'm imagining that's probably about 18 inches to a 2 foot, give or take.
That's a
I've
big
never
goddamn
grappling
hook.
Well, how big would it be?
I don't know. But
about 8-10 inches long.
Okay, that's fine. I grab it. I'm holding on in case I need to grip to something. And I click my heels, back up about 20 feet, and run and jump.
Okay.
Nothing.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
You run and jump across horizontally? Or you're doing high jump?
Low jump.
No.
Yeah.
He didn't specify.
No, he didn't.
I also don't know why you're jumping.
You will skip across. You'll come closer to the ceiling because you jumped, but yeah.
As Matt leaps across, I push him up. At the end of my glaive.
Just have the pointed end out.
You.
That's what I'm saying. As he comes across, I just catch
just
him in the nuts
him
and push him.
Really? Or are you joking?
I think she would.
Half and half.
I think she would.
Matt, remember that otter even thing? Kira doesn't hate you that much.
She.
Oh, come on. I'll roll it for you.
I don't hate him that much. I do know it would be permanent. I do know it would, in all likelihood, result in his death, so I probably wouldn't.
But would I?
You've got plenty of traps in here to kill us. I don't need to kill us on your behalf.
Okay. Kira and Morik are passed.
Maybe you should check the door before the rest of us, rest of them come over here.
Okie dokie.
I step back from the door.
What am I using?
Wait.
Can I just perceive the door?
Yeah, you can look at it.
Do I look at it and see any traps?
Looks like a door.
Be investigating.
I don't know. That depends on what you're on how well you roll.
Just
roll the dice. Again, once you should probably have the person with advantage.
Okay, 17.
17?
Mm-hmm.
We've all lost.
Looks
hit
like
points
every door you've seen
let's
thus far.
Let's let him lose hit points now.
Okay, I'll push it.
Okay, between the two of you, you can wedge it open.
Oh, see, I was picturing that it was very easy, like well oiled. So
no,
when
these things have been extremely tight. trying to get them open.
Because I was thinking of, like, if I push it real fast and it bumped Kara, knocked her. Anyway, go ahead.
I stepped to the side.
No, he said it took both of us to open.
You... Oh. Move. Move,
bitch.
Get out the way. That doesn't look ominous at all.
You no, this see... looks like I'm coming in to buy something in Zelda.
You peek in here, you can see a raised dais with four braziers on it and a large sarcophagus.
Oh, shit.
Ching.
Ooh.
Back the fuck up. Well, sure as fuck not what I expected.
Can what is if Fergus is looking straight through with the door open, does he, what does he see? Can he see the sarcophagus?
Yeah.
Well,
is that Mike Lee playing Fergus?
Yes.
You still have the rope tied to you, right?
Yeah.
So, Eleanor will stand there and Fergus will just like, use the rope to walk across.
Okay. You guys can get across just fine.
Just
if once we you anchor, know it's there.
If we anchor 2 points, it makes it a little safer.
Yeah. I assume everybody's going across?
Yes.
Going in? Matt, have you gone and like opened up the sarcophagus or anything yet?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
I hope okay. Strahd's in there.
What are you guys doing?
I approach the Amadeus.
Amadeus.
Does it rock you?
Okay.
Just looking, perceiving. What do I see?
Had a play where we did that. Tech director built a dais for the play.
Yeah.
And he wrote "Rock Me, Amadeus" on it. So we had that for the first few weeks of rehearsal.
Yeah.
Because it spawned for the show.
In the middle of the room rests a wide stone sarcophagus atop a black marble bier. The lid of the sarcophagus is inlaid with dust-covered mosaics depicting great floating cities high above and high above a beautiful landscape. The lid of the sarcophagus looks incredibly heavy, but is... Yeah, looks incredibly heavy.
Matt, would you like that recipe for teriyaki turkey?
Yeah, you take
it. I mean, he doesn't do anything special. Like, it's literally, like, 20 words.
Yeah, like, text it to me. Take a screenshot, text it to me.
Okay. He's, like, describing his process. He did it in, like, 30 words or less.
It's because we're playing a fucking game and I can't talk into the mic with a cupcake in my mouth.
So the sarcophagus lid looks heavy. Which one? No. Which one of these two whiny asses has sand in their vagina?
Oh,
I mean, you were non-specific. Is it Jeff whining because he can't?
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. I was just saying, he's whining because he can't have a cupcake, and he's like, no, nobody's eating it. I'll put him up. Who's going to touch the sarcophagus? This seems like an emo thing. Go for it.
I didn't know what was happening when I left, so.
How about you detect magic? How about you pop your wings and do something?
I'll shoot an arrow at it from far back.
Shoot fireballs at it.
I don't know. We'll go up to the dais and investigate.
Okay.
Me.
I got advantage, guys. I'm the best one to look.
9.
You see beautiful work on the sarcophagus. But there you don't see any traps. You don't anything like that.
Are the braziers... those are braziers, right?
Yes.
Are they lit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does heat come off of them?
No.
Okay. Well, we either try and open the sarcophagus to see what happens... Or we leave the room. There's not a lot else to do here.
Yep.
Would Fergus be dumb enough to do that since he's trying to steal shit from this place?
Fergus would be twitching to get into it.
Oh, 100%.
That's what I'm curious about. Like, I imagine if anyone of us is like, going to do that, it's going to be him.
Is there an NPC that can open it while we stand 30 or 40 feet
I mean,
away?
He has no strength, so he wouldn't have the ability to open it.
Fergus, give it a look.
What do you want him to do?
Be a rogue? I don't know what his stats are.
Does he have a crowbar?
This is a fantasy game.
I understand that. But as I said before, his stats are not great.
I'm trying to give you a second roll because I can't imagine after 2 rolls of 2 and 4, you're going to roll another one of a single digit.
How about a 9 again?
Does Fargus see anything?
Nope. Fargus pulls out his crowbar from his thieves toolkit and is like ready to try and pry this lid off. He gets it in there and he cranks it to try and shift it and the whole thing just slides right off. It looks extremely heavy, but it's easy to move.
Huh.
Were you relying on his good luck this year?
And you all need to make a charisma save.
You said he wouldn't get another single digit, and he got 2 that roll.
Charisma save?
Charisma saves for everybody.
That within a certain amount of feet? Because I'm pretty far back.
You're in the room.
No, I'm not.
You said you were moving up into the room.
8.
13. Oh, I guess he needs to make it too.
Yes, he does.
Where's Chris?
26.
You see it.
Oh, that's it?
That's it.
15.
Oh, I might have had one. I might
Fargus got a 15.
Yeah.
You two got
I got one more
eight,
on top of that.
An 8.
13.
13.
I used my damn card. I got 11.
DC 15.
Cool.
You have disturbed the tomb of Briseis of Kame. Accursed are you, most miserable creatures. You hear a voice in the room.
Irving?
No. Loud, booming voice. For the next 24 hours, you guys have disadvantage on attack rolls and saving throws.
Those who failed?
Those who failed.
Who failed?
Everybody but Lucas and Fargus.
Is Matt a useful cleric yet?
Lesser Restoration?
Yeah.
No.
I have Lesser Restoration. It's Greater Restoration that we need.
Nope. Greater Restoration is not what you
need. What do I need?
A spell to remove a curse.
Fargus was at least fucking worth it. What's in there?
What does Fargus see?
Fargus sees a statue. It looks like somebody. It looks like a woman sleeping.
But it's a statue.
Yes. Beautifully painted. Very lifelike. But definitely a statue.
It's just a statue, guys.
Definitely. Definitely. Definitely a statue. Definitely a statue.
And nothing else.
Definitely a statue?
This room's a bust.
Definitely a statue. Well, sounds like a typical magical dungeon crawl. I've had my ass blown off, been thrown down an upside down shaft, and now been cursed.
So what would you guys like to do?
Okay, sidebar.
Yes.
Explain me how cleric spells work.
What do you mean?
Well, like I write my spells down that I prefer to use and have ready.
Yes.
But I can use any of the spells as long as I don't exceed. Like for level 2, I can have 2 prepared. So like, it doesn't have to be the ones that I wrote down as long as I haven't used any, right?
You prepare them at the beginning of the day after rest.
So you have a set. You have a
if
set.
If you haven't changed them by now, you're too far into the day to change them.
Okay. Even though I haven't cast any of them.
Yep.
Okay.
Because that is what you have prepared.
Can you still, I mean, that's a third ed thing, though, I think. You used to be able to drop them to cast heal or drop them to cast harm.
Yeah, there's
that's
no spontaneous
ed.
Casting. Okay. But whatever spells you have prepared, you can plug any of those spells into any available spell slots.
Right. You used to be able to do stuff like that. I always thought that that was a cool aspect of the cleric.
Like most clerics have cure wounds always memorized. So
right.
It can be plugged into any of their spell slots.
Right. Okay. I turn and look at Ellen now. Pick another fucking direction. Let's see what else we can
to make
this day terrible.
I know that you have access to remove curse.
Yeah.
But you don't have it prepared.
Okay.
I'm assuming you don't. It's not a commonly used one.
There's really no point in trying to prepare it. It'll be gone in 24 hours.
It is one of those spells that that Lucas's patron said could remove madness.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's mad? Who's got madness?
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Like the guy with multiple personalities?
Well, would I recognize that as madness? How would I cast it on myself if I don't know I'm cursed?
Okay.
Matt just wants to give this lovely DM excuse to be a dick when he wants to.
No, like, seriously, like...
No, I get what you're
has
saying.
Has anybody been like, hey, dude, you have 2 people in your head?
Yes, well, we
yes,
did. We actually fucking did.
Session.
The last session you said was one of the best sessions you've ever played.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yes. We dove into your mind, and I went, and I, like, mentally waterboarded you and proved to you that there were 2 different versions of what you were saying, and you believed both of them, even though we proved to you that that is impossible.
Okay. Well, right now I'm technically the evil one, so I wouldn't want to fix it. That'd make him go away.
All right, now you can roll that die. I'm throwing Matt down the shaft. He's the evil one.
Why do you think he pushed you?
Yeah.
Because he's mad and he's a dick?
No, that was the exact reason.
Uh-huh. Absolutely it was. Matt's never...
Are you sure? It doesn't say that in the spell, that it cures madness.
No, that is something...
But the madness
for
is from the curse.
For madness is in Out of the Abyss.
Oh, okay.
Because it is tied to being around... Phaser's Rest and being around the demon.
Okay.
Oh, so like our like madness score, is that what you're saying?
Can be dropped to 0 with a remove curse, dispel good and evil, stuff like that.
I can use that.
Okay, what are you doing?
Going out, go right.
Go this way?
Wait, what about the statue?
Not
going to
take the statue?
It's a fucking statue.
You don't think it's a golem with like something cool inside of it if we chip away at it?
You go right ahead, buddy.
Yes, the halfling
Fargus would probably try and peek around it and stuff to see if there's anything in there. It doesn't budge.
Oh, yeah. You just told me there was just a statue, so I wouldn't.
I'm
playing Fargus, so I decide what he's doing. F*** you.
You do you, Jeff.
You told me there's no statue, and the weak little halfling is not going to try to pick up the statue.
Okay.
Well, they open the lid pretty easy.
What would you like to do?
Go right.
Go this way right, or...
Well, that is right, so that would be right.
From our perspective.
From your perspective, okay. L&L's up front.
Yes. I'm going to stop and look up.
You don't see anything like you saw on the other side. Going up to the door and opening it?
I will go up to the door and will... So what do we have a day's advantage on again?
Attacks attack
and
rolls.
Just attacks?
Attacks and saving
throws. And saving throws. Okay. So I will investigate the door.
Okay.
Motherfucker. That's a 6, so...
Looks clear.
13.
Looks clear.
All right. Push the door.
Okay. Again, it'll take some doing, but you get it open.
Okay.
Inside.
Hey, move your fucking shit, Jeff.
Yep.
Actually, you can pick up the sarcophagus and just slide it up.
See a smaller room with 4 fairly plain sarcophagi.
Oh, those are more sarcophagi. Huh?
Yes.
Fargus?
Yeah, what?
You want to take a look?
Why don't you take a look?
Because you have the crowbar?
Sure. Does a crowbar add anything? Too much? I mean, again, the person crying. With the weakest person in the party is going to be the person opening things. That sounds real smart.
Like, do it however you want.
What
you
usefulness say, is there to have a crowbar?
You say weak, I say expendable.
You're not playing them.
It would make things easier to pry.
Okay.
If you were trying to pry something open, it would make it easy. It would make it so that a creature with an average strength would be able to.
Okay. He will go up to the first one and try to open with a crowbar. Since the other pussies in this party don't want to do anything.
I will help him. He's got the crowbar. I'm not sticking my glaive in there. Right tool for the right job, Troy. Right tool for the right job. I just thought he might want to look at it before he pops the top off.
Nope, the pushy, scary, red-headed lady is making me open the sarcophagus.
Okay. As you reach out and touch the sarcophagi.
Tokens with numbers appear in them.
Which one are you at?
5.
They have 2 9s.
One's a 6.
Yep.
They are identical. They don't have a line at the bottom.
You're right.
So.
We could have fucked with him for like the next 10 minutes of this combat, man. Come on. God.
Fuck combat. I'm leaving, man. I'm cursed. I'm going upstairs.
Do you think they won't follow you?
No.
You're just making all kinds of mess, Jeff.
I
We're
am.
Knocking shit over.
What the absolute fuck, Jeffrey?
Get it together.
What
consummate professionalism.
Christmas Chronicles is awesome.
I wonder if my wife's actually watching it. She's letting it play.
I mean, I paused it, so she went in there and just, like, turned it back on.
Roll for initiative.
This is being too good.
No, it's not a save or an attack.
That goes off the decks, right?
Yes.
Fargus got a 9. Elanel got a 14.
6, Jeffrey?
6. Oh, yeah? I'll up you to 7.
Oh, a gentleman 7.
That's like a Lucas 8.
At least a Cody dozen for me.
9. I'm sure Fargus is better than me.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a +7. No, that's saving throws. I'm sorry. No. Fargus is only a 7. I look at a saving throw, not actual
dice. You know, I'm good if you two go on the same round.
Okay. I look at saving throw, not dicks.
Now, they are going to get a surprise round.
Okay.
As they come up through the lids of the coffins?
Through, like, punchy-punch through?
No, like...
Oh, spectrally through?
Spectrally
Son
through.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, okay. I was saying, because a surprise round, I don't think we count if they're opening the lids. Mm-hmm. And we live in the Dungeons & Dragons world, and we walk into a cursed tomb.
Nope, one like, literally totally reaches through the lid at Fargus.
Oh, I should be up there. I don't know about everybody else, but I should be up there farther. I was going to help him.
Well, nobody's moving their figures.
Well, I'm clear on the other side of the table.
I love Schroeder. I wish he lived closer.
Because I was going to...
I don't have these.
I was going to help him with
the
lid.
They die instantly.
I'm sure they have like 3 hit points, Jeff. Maybe 4. That turkey must be really easy to make, Matt. That seemed pretty easy.
Oh, okay. I haven't read it yet, but I'll be down.
Really
good. What I
usually
do is just I mix wine and Italian dressing and inject it. So then put a rub on the outside.
Okay, they're all going to reach out. No, I take that back. 2 of them will go at Fargus, and 2 of them will go at Kira.
Yep.
Can't wait for those saving
throws.
That's
a crit.
Do you not get any automatic hit, you think?
With a surprise round, I'm guessing not. I mean, if he would give it to me, I would take it, but I'm assuming not.
No, in a surprise round, you can't take any actions.
I'm going to assume that they... I mean, if
Lucas,
they're...
where do you want to be at the start of combat?
Just throw me up closer to the back. Yeah.
Oh, we're... there?
Sure. Okay. I'm going to assume... I mean, if they're what I think they are, they probably float right through everything. They could have been in the floor. They could have been wherever.
No, that is a melee spell attack. So...
is it me or Fargus?
I was intending to start with Fargus.
I just was curious, that's all.
Do they get wild magic whenever they use spells?
Don't make this more complicated than it already is, Lucas.
That won't affect anything. An additional target within range is affected at half potency, or the spell's area of effect is increased by 5 feet.
That doesn't matter, not with what they're doing.
Nope. So Fargus is going to take normal damage. 11 points of damage, necrotic damage, and he needs to make a constitution save. He does not have disadvantage.
This might be bad, Jeff.
10.
That meets.
This, like, you need to... Matt, you need to be...
I know what I need to do. I'm a fucking cleric.
And he missed on the... or the second one missed.
It's crit one.
That is a crit one.
He explodes. Thanks, Nord Games.
If the attack deals psychic damage, you must make a DC 12 wisdom saving throw when completing your next 1d4 long rest. Doesn't matter.
I don't see him. Oh, hit.
That was the second one at Fargus.
I'm sorry, how much hit points did it?
11.
No offense, Jeff, but don't hit me, 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 don't hit me.
Yeah, he made the save so that nothing else happens. Cody.
Don't hit me, don't hit me, don't hit me. You hit me, probably.
16.
Yep, you got me. That's a good hit.
12 damage. And a constitution save, please. At disadvantage.
Yeah, I know. That'd be 8.
That's a fail. Your hit point max goes down by 12. Yep.
Don't hit me. You hit me again.
That's going to hit.
Yep, toss it again.
Another constitution save.
That's
ooh,
not bad.
Much lower damage, though. 4 damage.
15.
That'll pass. These things come howling up out of the sarcophagi. Both of them take swipes at you. Both of them connect on you. Only one on Fargus. Next goes to...
should be Troy and Fargus.
Troy and Fargus.
Magical.
Ideally.
It's just like ghosts.
Yeah, specters.
So I'm
specters.
Focusing on my psionic weapon, which is my one weapon with magical. My damage will be magical.
High or low?
And psychic. High.
That's high.
What was that for?
I was going to see if that affected the Fair's Rest.
Oh. Is it a magic? The way I understood it, it was just spells, because inherent a bit of a spell.
This is making his weapon magical through psionic focus.
That's fair.
That's why I gave him a chance.
That's fair. I mean, like, if I were to pop my wings, a magical spell.
Yes,
that's a racial thing, though.
Yes,
right.
Why is it always going to be about race, man?
Step me up one, and I'll attack.
Number 10.
I can't tell the number.
You should paint those numbers.
I need to do something.
You can't do the reverse, can you? Make them clear, but make the number frosted?
That's a one.
That's a one?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Is that...
wait, no, wait, it's
that
a crit.
That was an attack.
It's a crit in combat.
Oh.
And you get the other card?
Yeah, my bad.
I mean, not that I really want him to attack a buddy, but...
there you go.
The top one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it should be the swords.
Your weapon becomes lodged in a non-damaging part of the enemy or nearby object.
Stuck in between the lid of the sarcophagus and the base.
Excellent.
Me, I think.
Like, permanently?
Like
until you can force it out. It'll take an action to pull it out.
Oh, wait, he's got... Fergus? He's got second attack.
Offhand.
Oh. Offhand?
Didn't help. 12 hit.
He's going to be pretty close.
Yes, it does. Does your psionic focus affect one weapon or all melee attacks?
Just one weapon.
One weapon. So I'm assuming main hand.
Yeah.
Okay.
5 damage.
Okay. Fargus.
He has no magic, but he has a rapier.
And he can get sneak attack damage on one of them.
Yes. So he'll go at number 5.
He can get sneak attack damage on number 10. He has an ally within 5 feet, so...
oh, that's true. Yeah, okay. Number 10.
Yup.
He
hits.
Yeah, 20-something.
Yep.
Hits. 8.
I'm waiting for him to pull out the wrong one, and the thing just f***ing collapses on him.
That's max damage for 15 plus... what do I... sorry.
Sneak attack is...
what level rogue is he?
3. So is it just 1d6?
That's 2d6.
Is it 2d6?
It's another 7.
15 plus 7, so 22.
Should be close.
Okay. Anything else?
As a bonus action, I will take dodge. Nope. Can't do that one.
Nope. Dash, disengage, or hide.
Yeah. I mean,
he can disengage and move somewhere else.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll just stay still. Sorry.
Okay. Cody?
I'm going to try and hit the one right in front of me that's been hit a couple times.
Yep.
So I'm just going to roll disadvantage. My glaive is not magical, so I probably do half damage. I need to roll at disadvantage because curse. That's a 13 on the first one. That's a 15 on the second one.
That'll hit.
Okay, I'm going to do 1d10 plus 3. So that's 8 total. I'd like to use my sweeping attack to okay. hit. What's the one to my left over there? The one on
number
the
number 2?
Number dose. My sweeping attack adds, choose another creature within 5 feet of the original target and within your reach. If the original attack roll would hit the second creature, it takes damage equal to the number I roll on my superiority.
Yes, it would.
So it just takes an additional D8 of damage. I didn't know if that also goes back on the first one or not. Most of them do, but this one doesn't. So, 1 damage on that one.
Yeah, I'll say 1.
I'll go ahead and take my extra attack and try and do that again.
Okay.
That's a 20. And a 8, 6 is 14.
That'll hit.
So, on the one we've been hitting the whole time, that's another 11 points of damage.
The first one?
Yeah.
11 points?
Yeah.
That'll drop it. It'll poof.
Okay. And then I'll sweeping tack that one off to the side again.
Yep.
With my second superiority die.
Okay.
That's 8 damage this time, so I hit a little bit better.
Okay.
And that's 2 attacks.
You still have your bonus action if you want it.
Yeah. No, I will enter that defensive stance.
Okay. Lucas.
Well, I have this little crossbow I haven't used yet. I know throwing magic is going to screw everybody up.
No it's not.
What do you mean, no, it's not?
You don't know what it's going to do.
All right, fine. If your character dies, don't blame me.
You okay?
I'm fine. I can't grip with these hands. This hand is the carpal.
How much of that are you taking on an everyday basis?
Like 33.
Is that a lot, or?
No, for my size, it's the right one.
It's a natural 20.
No, I grip with
the okay.
hand. Okay.
That is
on which one?
Well, with his hand.
Was that number 9 or 6?
One or the other.
Far, I guess. On that one.
Okay.
I get a thing.
Yeah,
you do.
That's a thing one? With
yep,
a thing where you magically hit the things.
Bottom one.
Spellstorm, double damage.
That sounds like a good thing. So it says double, so times 2.
Is this your Eldritch Blast?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is already...
You get a second attack with it.
Oh, yeah, it's a second attack, not a second die.
I'm so puzzled. Like, I never
exactly. I was waiting until you were done so I could move on.
No, you raised an eyebrow. You looked at it like the Rock.
So 9, 19, 24 total
damage.
Yeah,
it did.
Yes, that destroys it. As that spell goes off and you destroy that specter, you feel suddenly fortified. You gain resistance to all damage.
For how long?
God damn it, never throw magic again, Lucas. Jesus.
For the next minute.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, that is so funny because you were the one that was like,
quick, Lucas.
We're going to die if I cast any spells.
Quick, turn.
Oh, I'm immortal.
Quick, so, run the other way and try and set off all the traps.
So that one's dead. I can throw my other ball of blast at a different thing then?
There's between resistance and immunity.
Yeah. I guess I'll throw it at this one back here.
5 yeah. or 2?
This. Okay. I can't read the number from here, I'm sorry.
5. Give them those.
You can't even recognize numbers now, guys. It's getting worse.
7 plus...
That's fucking funny.
15 probably hits.
It does.
13.
13 damage.
Moved up. Oh, well, there was one. Damn it.
And that is force damage, right?
It is.
Okay, that's what I thought. Matt, you're up.
Yeah, move me up 5 feet.
Yeah.
Actually, I can get through my partners, right?
You can move through friendly space.
You
can
move, yes.
Move me right behind the mic.
Where? Here?
Yeah, that's fine. Turn undead. Wisdom saving throw.
Pretty sure they both failed.
Great. What's their CR?
Low enough that you'd probably
one.
Poof them.
Oh, no. So one half.
Yep.
So, gotta be 8th level. Okay, well, they run away from me as fast as they can.
Okay.
I get hit it.
You do.
Close Fargus.
If you hit it, you end the turn undead, you realize.
You would get an attack of opportunity, too, if you want it.
No.
I'd rather kill it so it doesn't come back.
Fargus gets one, and Kira gets one.
15. Nope. 16.
12.
Both hit. Your defensive...
Stance.
Is that the one that gives you multiple? No, that's Tunnel Fighter.
My Tunnel Fighter, I would get multiple, but I don't think that other one was within range.
Yes, it was.
It was?
It was right here.
Oh, I guess it
which
does.
Which is within reach. You would get multiples if you get that.
I get 3 on that one, and it stops moving. Its movement becomes 0.
Okay.
And I guess I can swing on the other one.
That's 2.
I did 3 damage. So whether you want to... sorry. Not 3. 6, my bad. 3 total. I cut it in half.
Okay.
I'll swing at the other one, too. Yeah, there's... I don't think an 8's going to hit, Jeff.
8 is not going to hit. What did Fargus get?
16. To hit.
Yes.
Do I get sneak attack because I got someone next to me, right?
Op attack.
It has to be next to it.
Next to it, okay.
I'm just trying to wiggle it back in.
Oh, I'm sorry. What do I put into that? 9.
Okay. It was there, so it would be inside the wall. Give me 1 second. Let me check something.
No, you're good.
Okay. That would happen.
No, because it's in the wall.
There ain't anything over that way. But
it takes damage. It can phase through. It can't stop. It's like the teleporter. So it's
that one stopped.
In the sarcophagus.
Oh wait, no, that wouldn't reduce its movement. So that would break the turn. It taking damage, it would come back in. Well, that wouldn't even happen until its fucking turn.
Right.
Which they would have gone next anyway. So
when they come back in, I get to hit them.
I don't know how it works. So.
It's okay.
Whatever you want.
Matt wasn't going to do anything else on his turn. He moved and he.
No, he's got a puzzle circle to solve.
So yeah, that would be their turn. He would come back in.
When they both come back in, they're going to cue me again.
Well, this one would have stopped before it got to the wall.
Right. But when he comes back, assuming he drifts back in to attack somebody, he's going to cue me again.
Okay.
So I'm going to hit whichever one you want me to go for first.
Do 5 first.
See, if I didn't have disadvantage, I'd have hit each one of these.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a 14. That's a 20.
That'll hit.
It's 1d10 plus 3. Even at half damage. 10 damage to whatever one I just hit.
That's enough to kill it.
And then you want me to pop the other one?
Yes.
As it comes floating back into range, that's a 13. And that's another 13, so I hit.
Yes, you do.
Another d10 plus 3 as I slash it in its ghostly face. That's a max damage for 13.
Okay, that one's still up. And it will take a swipe at Matt.
Now, here I want to see a dick. Oh, hold on a second.
See a dick.
I want to see this. I want to see if I can do this dick thing. Does that cue Sentinel now? Because now it's attacking someone within my reach.
Yes, but not until after the attack.
Fair enough, but I'm going to get to hit it again.
You will.
I think it's broken.
This is broken. You're not wrong. Jeff just has been avoiding tight spaces.
That's a 17. I guess that'll hit.
No, it doesn't.
But he's so close to putting it together.
Go ahead, Cody.
Yep. It's a 23. That's a 14. Thank God they have low ACs.
Yep.
That's another 5 damage.
Still up.
Yeah, I know, because you keep cutting it in half.
Troy.
L&L.
Either one.
Oh.
I mean, you could step Fargus over there and get the sneak attack and probably pop it to death.
Yeah, sure. Move Fargus up there.
Because he's not right swinging with disadvantage.
Sure, true. 15 to hit.
15 will hit.
And I get sneak attack.
You do?
Yeah. Should be enough unless you roll like straight poo-poo.
14 plus 7, so 21.
Yeah, 20 will do it. That one fizzles.
Now we get extra XP, Lucas. We're all going to get like 4.
Fargus gets half.
Fargus gets none. He's not in it for the XP.
He just gives it away.
Yeah.
It's like leveling somebody like when you're playing a multiplayer
game. You guys can
game.
Have all the treasure. He gets, or you guys can have all of the XP. He gets 75% of the treasure.
You get little experience balls that drop and you're like, no, you need to pick them up. You need to level.
So Fargus will go back to his crowbar and try to open that first to the right sarcophagus.
Inside,
he starts to listen. I was like, there are going to be fucking more of those when we do this, right? Like, that was it. There are four of them, four sarcophagi.
Inside, you see a very
dead,
plain-looking corpse. No ornamentation, no nothing.
All right.
What was the age range on that puzzle cube?
Shut up.
I think Kieran could probably solve it. We'll go to the one next to it then.
Okay. Very much the same.
Okay. Both of these are pretty barring, so...
I mean, you might as well open them all up. We
make a history check, an insight check,
Skill checks at disadvantage?
No. Attacks and saves.
20...
Everybody can participate.
24, because I'm the history buff.
And then I got 24. Fargus got a 7.
I got a 7 on history.
If you had to guess, these are servants.
Well, we don't want to guess. We want to know.
Just history.
I have 24.
From what you guys said, or from what you guys learned from Irving.
Yeah, these are the servants waking up Bryce's.
Waiting to serve Bryce's after she comes back.
She's been gone a really long time, or she's a necromancer. One of the two.
We'll open the other two, just for S&Gs.
Okay. Make me an investigation check.
Nat 20.
That's a nat 1.
Money, please.
I like to keep things interesting for you, Jeff.
Yeah.
So you can have this one back.
I got a modified 20.
23.
You crack this one open. Underneath the corpse, you find a trap door.
Ooh.
Interesting.
I see a trap door down here.
I indicate with my hand as if he should go first. Promptly, which L&L steps forward because, as Troy has noted, yeah, she is better at those things.
She'll investigate the trapdoor, I guess.
Okay.
With a 3 and a 2, that advantage working real solidly. L&L tells me it's safe, so I open the trapdoor.
Okay. You see a stairway going down.
Do we go down or do we go to the other door?
You need more characters with gangster voices.
I'm trying to do Pittsburgh. But my voice now. I listen to a lot of Pat McAfee show, and like he's from Pittsburgh, and all of his friends. So they have these like they emphasize heavily on their like Pittsburghiness.
Do we want to check the other door before going down the trap door?
Hmm.
Do we want to check this other hallway before going down the trap door?
I think it's worth a shot. Yeah, worth checking the door out.
Okay.
Which one are you doing?
I want to check across the hallway first.
Across the
hall. Oh, okay.
Looking up as I walk across the hallway.
I should have drawn these the other way. Oh, I remember why I didn't. The lines don't line up.
Because they're 8x11, duh.
Yeah. 8x11.
They're just the perfect size, though.
Okay, line your guys up.
No, like, perfect size would be 8x10.
10's not divisible by 8. I want to be next to whoever's in front. Lucas is too close to the front. Moving back. There we go. That's appropriate.
Let me know when my minute's up.
Your minute's up.
Yeah, they've been searching.
Wait, why didn't we go down the trapdoor?
Because I want to see what else there is. First.
You see, because
if I'm descending a sarcophagus with a heavy lid, I don't want someone to put that lid back after I go down the trapdoor.
Righto. You see one more sarcophagus. More well adorned than these, but not as well adorned as this.
This is a gigolo.
This might be Irving's sarcophagus.
I wouldn't say that because I wouldn't know. But someone who knows...
Elena would know that Irving doesn't have a
Irving's
sarcophagus.
Irving's not a person.
I know. I'm playing a character.
I'm making sure that you... Holy shit, did you actually get it back together?
Nope.
No. God damn it. You just jammed it.
I got it split into the two halves, but I can't get them.
Well, if no one else
will
move...
Does that hallway keep going, or is that just an edge that's just not drawn?
No, that stops.
Okay.
That is a room.
All right.
Yeah, I think...
L&L, would you like to check to see if this is going to, like, explode in barbed wire or something?
Hey, double digits this time.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't know your dice could do that.
I didn't either. It's been a while.
What exactly are you doing?
Investigating
the sarcophagus. It's not plural. 22. Any traps?
You don't detect anything.
I wave Fargus up.
We'll lift the lid on the sarcophagus.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're in here.
Yep.
You're in here.
I'm helping Fargus.
You're up here. Matt?
Yeah, I'll go around the other side. Let's just all get ready to stab.
I hope it just plunges the other half of the dungeon into
inky blackness.
Yeah, I just hope one time.
In here or out in the hallway?
Right
at the doorway.
The door slams shut and Lucas is liquefied.
I get shoved back into
the hallway. Boom! Instant.
Ha! I already did it once. I'm focused here.
Yeah.
on the D&D game that we're trying to play.
Yeah.
As you see the pieces. It's well made.
Okay. As you force open the sarcophagus, you see a and there's nothing inside. Roll for initiative.
That's actually a good number for a change.
17.
LNL got a 11. Fargus got a 15.
Cody?
20.
Lucas?
Gentleman 6.
Don't you get a bad luck card?
No.
Or a good luck card?
No.
Not initiative.
Yeah, no, no. We all get good luck cards. Because you got a 1. Fuck them. There were bad things happening.
I didn't blame you.
You blame me. I saw you.
Your mind bullets and moved them.
So it's easy to see how it goes together. It's just hard to get the last one in.
I've never been good with puzzles like this, so I'm just trying to see how it all fits together. I'm also just waiting for Jeff. Really like how they inlaid the or how this wood was laminated together. It's very pretty.
Hey, somebody better put it back together or the Cenobite's gonna...
The hell did I picked up the die and
I liked whatever the other number was better.
The first one was a 1.
No, it was not. That was initiative.
Oh.
So why is it going
first? I
put
1 for initiative.
It's a surprise round.
Yeah. Its bonus action was Misty Step.
Who gets fucked? Oh, I hope it's Lucas. It looks like it is. Oh, I didn't see
Misty
the token.
Step, you have to see where you're going? Hmm? Don't you have to see where you're going for Misty Step?
Yes.
Yes. Once the lid opens, it moves and sees where it's going.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Go up. You said we opened it and poof, there was nothing.
It's getting its action because it's a surprise round. It's getting a view out and it's poofing.
Eat pussy.
Close.
People used to get me those wooden puzzles as a kid. I could never figure them out. Which is sad because I build things. That fucking table, nobody.
Lucas, you feel a bony hand close around the back of your neck.
Sexy, kinda.
Only you.
Your fucking skull salsa.
This one is called You Are Feeling Sleepy.
Ooh, you gotta pinch closer to where the neck meets the...
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I thought that this was a spell attack. This is a melee.
Okay. So you just slap me in the back of the neck.
Quintuple
damage. Actually, apparently it wraps further around your neck than I thought, and you get a... You receive a permanent scar on your face.
Oh, shit.
And you gain proficiency in charisma intimidation, but lose proficiency in charisma persuasion if you had it.
Oh, I did.
Oh, I mean, intimidation's cooler, so, you know. I call it a win-win.
Swear to me.
You take 11 points of necrotic damage.
Oof.
And you must make a constitution save.
19 on the die, plus 3. Does 22 work?
22 works. You are good.
Okay, so I took how much? 11?
Yep.
Yes, 11 damage. As you feel the life being drained out of you. Cody, you're up.
Can I go 5-10 to stand beside Lucas? We're about to find out how hard this thing is to hit.
What did you roll, Cody?
20.
Damn.
22, and that's a 24. Does 22
nice.
Hit?
That hits.
God.
No.
I mean, you never know.
Hang on. Let me make sure it doesn't have a spell. No, it doesn't. You're good.
Okay. That's 5 damage. I'm going to use a superiority die, which adds an additional D8 to the damage. Superiority die is still D8. It's an extra 8 damage.
Okay.
Lucas, you can move for free.
Yeah, that'd be good.
For free!
You can use your reaction to move up to half your speed without provoking opportunity attack.
Just move me into the room away from the thing. One more. That'll work.
And I can just swing at him again with my...
If you have an extra attack, yeah.
For some reason, I always get extra attacks and action surges.
Action surge is another full round of attacks.
So right.
4 attacks total.
I'll swing at him again, Jeff. It's a 19 and a 15.
Miss.
Guys, come help and hit it. I'll stay where I'm at. I will use my
I will go on the I will go into my defensive stance.
Does this thing look much different than the other things we just fought?
Yes, please describe it now that I can see it.
You moved Lucas. I was like, why did Lucas move?
Yeah, I moved him out of the way.
The things down here were specters. They were ghostly. They were ethereal.
Correct. They were
This is totally physical. This is an undead creature.
More skeletal.
Skeletal, yeah, more
vampiric almost.
Skeletal, blue energy kind of crackling inside the skull. Litchy. No, not lichy.
Okay.
That would depend on your arcana check, but you have a feeling that if a lich had grabbed you by the back of the neck,
I'd be dead.
A lot more shit would
happen.
But
I do know he has some kind of
life draining ability.
Yeah, so yeah, I would know that he has at least has some kind of spell.
Mm-hmm.
Cool,
Matt, you're up.
Put me up by him.
Don't forget you're on the disadvantage train, so if and when possible, just by sheer math, if my 15 missed. It depends on what you're adding to your weapon attack, but keep in mind your chances of rolling a high number are significantly lessened.
Right in front of me.
We really shouldn't have gone straight first, right?
What?
We really shouldn't have gone straight first.
Oh.
Well, yeah, 13.
Let me make the decision, so blame yourselves.
Okay.
13 is a miss.
Big whiffa, no bada, no bada.
Troy. You're doing the accent. I want you to do that in the accent.
Oh, Matt, did you have anything else you wanted to do?
Nah, I can't.
Troy.
You have a giant floating weapon.
Which one?
I have everything I want to do. You guys can both go on the same turn.
Oh.
He didn't start his turn yet. I still have a bonus action.
You do?
Yeah.
You're going to cast spiritual weapon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Place it.
Bloop.
Does it attack as soon as it drops?
Cantrip? No, it's a second level spell.
I haven't played a cleric before. Anybody else?
Spiritual weapon? I thought that was a gadget.
No.
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 I gotta look something up.
Oh,
today I gotta look up spiritual weapon. Oh my god, car splits in half during chase in Speedway, right by my church.
How does a car split in half?
I don't know. I'm not clicking on the story right now.
I want to click on it.
Well, okay.
Is it like one of those cartoons where it splits and comes back together?
Yeah, yeah. It was a jerry-rigged Batmobile.
The only way I've ever heard of a car splitting its half is when it goes head-on with a semi and misses.
Maybe hit a pole. Suspects near Coles. Crash shortly. Telephone pole at 16. The car split into two pieces. Rest near the original crash.
The chassis made out of plastic?
We had a.
I mean, I don't think it's split in complete half. It probably split in two. It just has two pieces.
Well, it depends on where you get hit.
Yeah. If it's split in half, it'd go down the middle. You're on the side.
Legitimately, my dad responded to one where a semi clipped the driver's side and went straight through. They had to get buckets to clean up the driver. The woman, my dad walked up to her and she was just going.
Look at that, though.
Like, it's not great, but it's. You'd be surprised.
I mean, just that picture, though, that does not look promising.
No, my dad stepped up where the driver's seat used to be to talk to the woman, and she's perfectly fine. Not a scrape on her. But, like, it sheared that car clean in half.
Holy f***.
Huh.
Where's the f***ing wild magic table? He got a 70-something.
No, I can see what page he's on, and I know what he's looking at, so it's one of two things. It's either amusing or it's highly amusing, depending on whether he's on the left page or the right page. I hope you're on the right page, but I bet you're on the left page. It'll be real descriptive here in a second.
As you cast this spell, Matt, six creatures pop into existence around you guys. They are kind of floating balls with tendrils and eye stalks. And
what?
What? They're kind of floating there, shocked, and they look terrified. If you could guess what they were thinking, they would look terrified.
They're about football size. Are you big?
Like, are they
small creatures?
And they got like little eye stalks.
Are they baby?
They look kind of like that.
Oh,
they're cute. It's called a floomph.
It's a floomph.
I'm really glad it wasn't a flame skull because that's on the other page.
Oh,
yeah. Well, I was like, you were looking at flame skulls. I was like, what's on the other page? Because he's looking at it, and then I saw the eye stalks. I was like, they're fucking floomphs.
Okay.
Don't look up what floomphs are.
No, I'm looking at my
floomphs. Smash the bad thing. Maybe the flumes will be friendly.
You get your attack.
Kira just screams, "Fucking hell!" I can't believe on the wild magic table there's like a roll 1d6 flumes appear.
1d6 flumes controlled by the DM appear in unoccupied spaces within 60 feet of you and are frightened.
Cool.
He rolled a goddamn six.
Does your spiritual weapon have disadvantage?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an attack.
Okay.
16.
16 is a miss.
Kind of thought I had a total attack. No, 16 should be a hit.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 15 that's a miss.
Yeah. I'll say. Otherwise, we're talking about another CR rating up.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Okay. Yeah, you are.
For 7 damage.
Not sleeping well this week.
Okay.
Don't look up flumes like I could f***ing spell that.
F-L-O-M-P-H.
Troy, go.
Elena will do Chill Touch.
It doesn't look like a Pokemon.
On the
it looks like a drift
undead thing.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a 17 over there. That's a good number.
13.
So 12 plus... Oh, this is spell attack, right?
Probably plus 5?
20.
20?
Right, spell attack bonus.
Even with cover, that will hit.
That will hit.
Because cool. There's now a bunch of flumps and your friends in the way.
Yeah, kind of like a Drifloon.
For max 8 damage.
And it just gets chilly.
Is it indeed undead?
It is undead.
So it's 8 necrotic damage. You can't regain hit points until the start of your next turn. Start of my next turn. Undead target also has disadvantage on attack rolls against you until the end of your next turn.
Okay.
Hoping that was allies, but that's not bad. Like... You just like reach out and touch him with the chill touch. You're like, can't touch this.
I was going to move up, but now there's flumes in the way.
Anything else?
They might be friendly.
Does Fargus get to go? Hey.
Oh, is it flumes' turn?
76, the fucking floof number?
No, it's mod magic.
Was it LNL's again? Spell goes off, hits the undead thing, and you turn back to look at LNL, and there's a sheep standing in her space.
Our title track, Elders, is brought to you by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com or by following the link on our homepage at rancorsbrothel.com. Enjoy the cards used during the podcast? Check out those and many other excellent Nord Games products at nordgamesllc.com. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you. Want to support the podcast? Donate to the cause at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Patrons receive exclusive content, the opportunity to play games with us, the chance to win unique prizes, and more. And don't forget to join in the conversation on Facebook by following the Rancor's Brothel and joining the group Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. Follow us on Twitter at @rancors_brothel and email your comments and suggestions to between2crits@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. You live through me.